سألت القوم عني من أنا؟ أنا مؤمن سأعيش دوما مؤمنا.
Strengthening one's inner and outer self, developing a sophisticated Islamic personality, and becoming a better Muslim. This is Nasir Reflections.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to Nafsir Reflections, Women's Empowerment in the Ummah. How does one define da'wah? Does it relate only to men due to the influence of Eastern Mushrik culture where women are seen as slaves to men? How does Islam define da'wah? Da'wah is part of Islam. The West worked hard for centuries to distort this concept to break the Ummah into pieces. Yes, pieces like a puzzle. We are at a point trying to piece a puzzle together. Why do I say this? We are fighting with Muslims so they can understand that the people of Asham are no different than the Muslims from Asia, China, or Africa. We are one body, unified under the banner of Islam. With this brief understanding, how can one say that women are only housewives, parents, working women, etc., and not part of da'wah? We encourage girls to study medicine, engineering, politics, education, etc. We become happy when a woman is in a political position. What's the difference if she is in a political Western government office or if she's calling for a unified ummah under the banner of Islam? The extent of some Muslims saying politics has nothing to do with Islam or deen is being polluted with political activity. These thoughts stem from ignorance, lack of Islamic knowledge, all due to colonialism and conspiracy. The West's mission was and is to distance Islam and its followers from political activity. When our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was working for the state, was that political, or did he spend days and nights making dua in a masjid without any political work? Sadly, some scholars started to misinterpret, and so has the right of guardianship or qawwama. The Quranic verse,
وَقَرْنَ فِي بُيُوتِكُنْ,
remain at your homes. In many instances, we see men objecting to women's participation in da'wah and thus preventing them from fulfilling their role toward the fellow Muslims and the larger society in general. Spreading Islam has been made incumbent on all Muslims, men and women. The engagement in politics means engaging in what benefits people and serves their interests that pleases their Lord. Islam is a way of life, which also means looking after people's affairs. Politics is the practice and implementation of rules that govern people's affairs. People need to constantly exhaust their efforts in order to fulfill their obligation. People's concerns vary from one person to another. People can't define what's more important or more of a priority. This is the reason we go back to the Sharia. We have to truly understand that Islam solves all human problems in the same way by applying divine guidance through its legal system. Now let's take a look at the aspect of women in da'wah. What shapes society? Who shapes society? When the West worked on destroying the family structure in Islam, who did they go after? The West started to go after women, who is the main source of the family. She is the one raising the kids, instilling morals, values, and ideas. Kids imitate what they see at home. We can think of this, quote-unquote, a full war against the woman in order to uproot Islamic values and traditions from the new generation. In Surah Ali Imran, ayah 110, Allah addressed men and women, all Muslims.
كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر وتؤمنون بالله ولو آمن أهل الكتاب لكان خيرا لهم منهم المؤمنون وأكثرهم الفاسقون.
You are now the best of people brought forth for the guidance and reform of mankind. You enjoin what is right and forbid what is wrong and believe in Allah. Had people of the book believed, it were better for them. Some of them are believers, but most of them are transgressors. It is the believers, referring both to male and female. Hear the question now. How can one address munkar, forbid what is wrong, by staying quiet? Doesn't it mean that if a believer, including women, see wrong, they must give nasiha, remind people, address people?
والمؤمنات بعضهم أولياء بعض يأمرون بالمعروف وينهون عن المنكر ويقيمون الصلاة ويؤتون الزكاة ويطيعون الله ورسوله أولئك سيرحمهم الله إن الله عزيز حكيم.
The believers, both men and women, are allies of one another. They enjoin good, forbid evil, establish prayer, pay zakah, and obey Allah and His Messenger. Surely Allah will show mercy to them. Allah is Almighty, All-Wise. Surah At-Tawbah, Ayah 71. Islam has honored women. It gave women status, unlike the Western women, who had to fight to be heard or seen. We have the strongest form that addresses women, which are the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So all this being said, what more proof does it say that women should not be part of da'wah? Aisha radiallahu anha was, and is a perfect example of what a Muslim woman should be. After the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam's death, she was the main source of knowledge. She was active in telling people about Islam, fiqh, and giving knowledge. She was among the greatest scholars. Where then did we get that only women for the role of the house, while one of the greatest women that lived was among the best dawah carriers? Again, to confirm, it was through decades of colonization that degraded women. Another woman was Nafisa bint Hassan. She played a role in dawah. She taught hadith to Imam Shafi'i, who is one of the greatest and most influential scholars. Khadija radiallahu anha was the biggest supporter of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam when the revelation was being revealed to him. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to be in the cave of Hira, she would climb up to the cave and give him food. Again, women need to empower themselves with knowledge. Learn your deen. No one can do that. Read, study, share that knowledge with family and friends. Do family nights. Teach kids about Sahaba, but tying it into daily lives, building the dawah personality. Dawah requires sacrifice, and therefore women must be prepared to bear the burdens of calling to Islam. Mothers can be active in their children's school, trying to influence the teacher and the curriculum, associations, dawah groups, friends, families, etc. Delivering lectures, seminars, sermons should be able to persuade the listeners by addressing their minds through proofs and evidence. Mothers with little kids often find it difficult to have a social life, especially on the da'wah. We have come a long way with technology. Mothers can use social media. There's no doubt about the fact that contacting people represents the general aspect of carrying the da'wah. One could not be called a da'i if he did not establish relations with the people and did not equate themselves with the current affairs. It would be inconceivable to enjoin the ma'ruf and forbid the munkar if we did not find people to enjoin and forbid. Nor would it be conceivable that we would be able to explain and convey thoughts and rules of Islam if we were to remain in isolation from other people. The social media platform can be used for so many aspects and can go a long way. Social media is a great way for mothers to do da'wah. She can be vocal in groups, commenting on people's posts from scholars, media outlets, etc. Groups that are open to the public have many followers and comments can be read to get certain concepts across. Women have a crucial role that affects the future generation, that are the builders of personalities, strength, courage, resilience, and future jihad. She can embed these qualities. The love of Islam, love of being one ummah unified under the banner of Islam. Mothers often forget how much she can have an effect on her kids. She should read to them about the Sahabiyin, seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, love for the akhirah and tawakkul upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Women can either be a battle or support for her husband. How many times have we come across women who belittle their husband's efforts, who do not support the cause, etc., all in front of the kids? This has detrimental effects on the kids, where none of them grow up believing or supporting the cause of a unified ummah and working towards unifying the ummah. When the children grow up, some don't even carry basic Islamic concepts such as prayer, speaking against haram actions, etc., all because the mom used to belittle her husband's efforts or even shame the group for their concepts. How would we act if we lived during the Prophet's sallallahu alaihi wasallam's time? Always remember that our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's wife Khadija radiallahu anha, who was the biggest support to the Prophet, she was there for him when all of society mocked him, boycotted him, shamed him, and she never gave up on him. She was the biggest support for him, his coolness and his comfort. She raised her kids with the utmost righteous upbringing, where her daughters saw that she was the woman of strength, resilience, bravery, and the biggest support to her husband, making her a righteous wife. May we all be the women of bravery, resilience, strength, support, and the women of His subhanahu wa ta'ala's heavens. Jazakumullahu khairan for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.